Hello, everyone. This is Kokichi's Dom, your loving goddess and mommy. How's it going, everyone? Friday. I'm so happy. This week's been so long, and I hate invoices. It's my life, and I mean, I guess I kind of have a love-hate relationship with my job, in that it kind of like feeds into my OCD, but also like I love organizing things and making things neat and tidy. But I can't say as much about that with regards to my hobbies. I mean, I'm hoping that my audio career, if you want to put it that way, is gonna, still be organized in the same manner that I treat work. Anyway, rambling. Hello. Hi, how is everybody? This is my Ask Me Almost Anything. So I just this is being recorded on April 9th, 2021. So yeah, I guess I might as well get started. Thanks to everyone who sent in questions to me. All of those people decided to or chose to be anonymous, which I will absolutely respect, because I love and respect my sweet subby boys. including the one, including all the everyone else who even the ones who haven't asked questions, I love all of you. I promise. I've got a big heart. I love all of you. So, okay, just a couple kind of like housekeeping things first and foremost. I just want to let everyone know that so typically what kind of schedule I want to go for is I'm going to be putting up recordings on the weekends. So Saturday, Sunday. Last weekend, since it was Easter weekend and I had nothing to do, that's why I put out four audios as opposed to what's probably going to be just two going forward until like another like long weekend. I know I've got a longer weekend coming up in the beginning of May. So I'll probably end up taking advantage of that and putting out four audios then as well. So, because I love to spoil my good boys. So yeah, so just basically, yeah, Saturday, Sunday is going to be the times when in which I put out audios. In terms of like the time zone I'm in, if you haven't listened to like my verification audio, I'm in the EST or EST time frame. So I guess just kind of like do the conversions if you're not in EST. Then okay, we'll just go some basic stuff first and foremost. So I'm Canadian. I live in Mooseland. I have an igloo and I drink maple syrup for breakfast. No. Not really. No, I am Canadian. Was born and raised here in the city that I live in, and I haven't really gone anywhere else. So, I do know quite a bit of French. I grew up with it essentially in school. So, je sais un petit peu de français, mais je suis pas bilingue. So, what I just sorry, I just said I know some stuff, but I'm not bilingual. Okay. So, as of today, or not as of today, anyway, I'm 31 years old. Just to get it out there. If you're okay with that or you're not, it's out there, you know my age, so just so you're all clear. And again, that also kind of brings me to the point that this is going to be, well, as you know, as with all my audios, it's going to be 18 plus only. So I respectfully ask anyone who is under that age to please not listen to my works, or at least if you feel that you're mature enough. Just, I can't be interacting with you, unfortunately, because legal stuff, right? And that's not my thing. I'm not into, you know what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not, no, just basically no one under the age of 18 at all, please. Thank you. Okay. All right, let's get into some, I guess, some more stuff about me. So, I got a question actually just before I started. Like, what does my name mean? Like my username. So, it's so Kokichi Dom. Kokichi's Dom, sorry, is basically I just had finished this game franchise called Danganronpa. It's like an animated kind, or well, anime video game series. It's a like a visual novel. It's like a murder mystery, like whodunit kind of thing. And it was I like my favorite character in the last installment of the franchise thus far. There are talks about there being sequels, but we have no idea at this point. Anyway, my favorite character in that last installment, his name was Kokichi Oma. So he was basically this little shit disturber, for lack of a better term. He was like this tiny little character. He basically just kind of liked to throw monkey wrenches into things, and just you kind of have to. I really don't want to spoil anything because it's such a good series, but essentially every character, like every human character in the Danganronpa series, is known for having an ultimate talent, and his ultimate talent is it was oh my god, ultimate supreme leader. So he's like the leader of some really shady underground like black market kind of groups and that sort of thing. There's a lot more to him that really kind of like really touched my heart, I guess, so to speak. Just but I can't tell you because I don't want to spoil anything because of yeah, anyway. So he's essentially a bratty sub, and it was confirmed in one of the when I was looking it up in the Wikipedia sort of thing, or like the fandom wiki, that for this one particular mode in the story, you can kind of like go to a love hotel with him. And he kind of like demonstrates himself to be very submissive. He likes to be chased. He likes to just yeah, he's just basically a bratty sub, and I'm like, yes, please. So much more. Anyway, but I know it's an animated character and everything. I know it's silly, but I was just like, yes. And I fell in love with the series, and he was the last character that really stuck out to me. So I just and j like right as I was thinking about making doing God Wild Audio, I'm like, I gotta have a favorite character in there somewhere. So. Yes, I would absolutely love to dom him. Granted that he was a little older than what he whatever age he could be. They never actually specified the age. Anyway, long story short, that's it's Kokichi is a character from the Danganronpa series, and I'm a dom, as you know. That's why you're here. So, yeah. All right. So, next question would be again, this is just something that I kind of thought was important. How did I know that I was a dom? So for a while, like I thought that it was only like I came from a very sheltered home life, so not much in the way of exploring myself sexually, and. When I was in relationships, I guess I kind of defaulted to being submissive because that's all I knew. That to like because you know every like piece of media that I consumed, women were always submissive. So I'm like, okay, well, if that's how I have to be. That's how I got to be. That's the only way to be, because that's the only thing that I ever saw a woman be in a sexual manner. So, when I was with my ex and then my current boyfriend, to start off with at least, I was submissive. Just because but it felt like I was playing a role. Like, It wasn't really ha like I didn't it didn't feel right. It wasn't something that I could see myself enjoying. I just kind of felt like I was going through the motions. But then my current boyfriend, my significant other, bless him, he actually introduced me to being a well, he mentioned to me he was submissive. And I was like, okay, well, what does that mean? So he kind of showed me the kind of stuff that he was into. And the more and more I kind of explored that aspect of myself, and the more I kind of looked into what it means to be a dom, I just fell in love with it. And then the more I kind of looked back at like crushes and like I'd watch a show or something, and the strong male lead somehow was in a very vulnerable position, or they were at their lowest point. Something in me just kind of ignited, and I didn't know what it was at the time, because again, very sheltered home life, right? So, he was like, yeah, the character would be like at their lowest point, they could be cornered by the villain or something, and just like the desperation, the fear, the even the like having to submit to the villain sort of thing, that just flipped a switch in me, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I love it. I need more. So that's kind of how I kind of came to terms with me being a dom, and then exploring myself again as well. So yeah, I know I kind of ran. I'm sorry, I'm rambling a lot, but that's kind of how it. That's kind of the story of how I became, how I understood or knew and became a dom. In the opposite direction, let's talk about why I like submissive men. So that this was just this is a topic that I just I love kind of touching on whenever I speak to any submissive man in terms of like in media, in society as a whole, they like men are expected to always have to pull that dominant role, to be strong and be that tough buff guy, that sort of thing. And I'm just like, I don't know. It feels really forced to me. I don't know. Like especially those guys who are like, I'm alpha. You don't mess with me. And anybody who doesn't fit my mental image of a man means you're a pussy. And I'm just kind of sitting there going, I think you might be the pussy. No, but for real, I really admire submissive men because they have the courage to be vulnerable in front of in front of their partner. Doesn't matter what sexuality you are. It's just the fact that a male or any kind of man just chooses that to kind of allow themselves, excuse me, allow themselves to be in a more submissive, a more passive role, to not just necessarily to challenge the idea of being a dominant male, but just, they recognize this is something that they want. And they're okay with kind of letting themselves be open in that regard, I guess, to their part to the dominant partner. And I really, really respect that. I think that's awesome because it's really, I really don't believe in the idea of men need to keep their emotions to themselves. I think that's super awful and really unhealthy. I really want to express to all of you, it's okay to feel. It is okay to have feelings. It is okay to have thoughts that might be different than others, to be expressing yourself in ways that may not be typical of yourself, or sorry, not typical of your gender or orientation, whatnot, sort of thing. Like, be like, I want you to understand that it's okay It's okay. Like, you're safe. Like, I keep saying to those I speak to, I speak to, it's incredibly important to feel safe. Like, for instance, with me, I really want my submissives to be very safe with me, feel that they can trust me, and because that's core to BDSM. I don't like the idea of a dominant woman just popping into your DMs and saying, "Oh, I want you to do this." I don't know. I just find that's a little too forward. That's like if some rando just kind of came up to me and said, "Oh, what do you do with your pussy when you're doing your audio or something to that effect?" It's like, no. I'm not telling you because you haven't talked to me like an actual person. Anyway, long and short, please don't be afraid to be submissive. I think it's extremely important for all of you to explore your submissive side and be proud of it too. Yeah, I mean, not everyone's gonna be super on board with it. I know for a fact that a lot of women who are, most of them being submissive, as I'm sure a lot of you know, anyway, in my experience, they don't really take kindly to us femdoms because we're not part of the traditional norm. Because we're, when I guess a typical person thinks of femdom, they think of the dominatrix and like this crazy power exchange and like really kinky shit. And it's like, no, it's not necessarily that. It can be just, role reversal. It can be like something as simple as being as like the ho like a house husband, and the wife does make is the breadwinner, or the or there's or the woman initiates the cuddling or the sexy times, or she prefers to be on top or take charge in the bedroom. That's okay. That should be okay, as well as you guys should be okay with being and exploring yourselves as submissives. So I just want you to understand that. I know this is like really long. Oh no, it's only 17 minutes. That's not as awful as I thought. Okay, let me actually move on now to actual questions from you guys. So I got about four people asking, who gave me some questions. So I'll start with the first one. The first person has about three questions for me. So the first question is, what made you want to start posting audios? Essentially, it was a matter of me wanting to kind of explore more of myself as a femdom. I generally am more of on the gentle side of femdom. So, as you know, that I have a lot of mommy dom posts, and I really, really love affection, that sort of thing. So, but the like having scripts with the like more strict DOMs or with like a little more pain involved, I've kind of wanted to explore that. I'm just it's just more like kind of fulfilling like a fantasy and just kind of playing around with something in an environment that I can kind of like control all forms. I mean, I already do control. You know what I mean, right? But like in the way that like I kind of choose, okay, this scenario, let's see how that feels, or that scenario, that there's more pain involved in this one. How does that feel? And then kind of like after that, is it good? Not, playing along with that kind of stuff. Also, just kind of more of the creative side of things. I love to write, so I know I'm gonna eventually make my own scripts one day. It's just gonna take a really long time because I am a little lazy when it comes to doing that aspect of Gone Wild audios. So yeah, I apologize in advance. That will take that part. It's gonna take a little bit, and I'll also need to kind of hash out the idea in my head. So yeah, essentially the second part of that answer. Would be the creative aspect, just performing, getting my creative juices flowing. Just because I because work just kind of, bogs us all down, and just having an outlet, really, and just me being able to like outwardly kind of express myself. And if someone enjoys it, apparently 65 of you as of this moment do, so thank you. Okay. All right, so number two. So the question is, you won't be surprised to know that lots of people will be engaging in a certain activity when they listen to you. How do you feel about that? Well, I expected that. I mean, that's kind of like what this is all about, right? Like you like I've been a lurker of Gone Wild Audio for a while, before I decided I wanted to be a performer. And I mean, it's kind of par for the course. I kind of see it as like, okay, well, yeah, obviously I'm performing sexual stuff, like sexual audios to titillate others. So yeah, I mean, I kind of expected it, but I mean, I'm not upset by it, I'm not disturbed by it or anything like that. I'm just kind of like, okay, well, that's what it is. What it is, basically. That's kind of my answer. I'm not upset or anything like that at all. Don't you worry. If anything, I'm flattered, actually. Like, I never thought that my voice would be attractive in any way, 'cause when I was younger, I loved to mimic cartoon characters, and I think that kind of shaped how I like to just play around with voices and just like admire the kind of work that goes into voice acting sort of thing. So, but I mean, that cartoons are cartoons, they're meant to make you laugh, but sexual audios are meant to get you, hot and bothered. So yeah, just basically I kind of see it as par for the course, and I'm very flattered because I mean, I think that's actually probably the highest compliment you can get, is that if I can get somebody, having a good time, that's really what matters. And that's fantastic. So, yeah. So, thank you for having a good time. So, third question from our first asker is what it is. Sorry. Did you like my horrible mimicry of a blowjob right there? Because that was. Not what it was meant to be, but probably came out less sounding like that, didn't it? Anyway, the question was, what is it about being a mommy dom, or what is it about mommy dom scenarios that you like? Just that, again, as I mentioned before, I love affection. Giving, receiving, all the cutesy-bootsy stuff. Not to the, like, rom-com garbage that's out there, not like that. I just love being physically close and intimate with my submissive, because as I've told many people already, honesty, transparency is super, super important to me, and I want to ensure that there's that bond that's there. So I think being a mommy dom in that regard, it kind of feeds into that, and it just kind of. I don't really see, I don't, as much as it's, you use the word mommy, I don't really see it as like incestuous, but I mean, some people do, but I just kind of see it as like there's still a power exchange, but a very like it's a softer side of things. And it's I can spoil my sub. I can just make him feel good, but still kind of command that desire, the things that I want from him, sort of thing. If that makes sense. So thank you, asker number one, for all your lovely questions. I really enjoyed answering them. So asker number two. He has four questions for me. That kind of like might kind of spiral a bit, a little bit more into like sub questions. So the first question is, what is your ideal date day or perfect day in general? So, okay, I'll take that as a piecemeal question. So my ideal date sort of thing. I am very low maintenance. So I don't need anything too crazy. I want to make sure I at least go Dutch. If not, I'd probably even want to pay myself. I'd want to pay. Again, because I just I feel like it's not fair to put all of the onus on the guy to make the first move, to pay for everything, to I feel that's very outdated, and I feel like if the woman wants to take the charge, go for it. And yeah. So in terms of things to do, I don't know, I like just dinner and a movie, because see the movie first, and then just so you have something to talk about in case you're both tired out from the week or something, and just hey, you have something to talk about. And if you go to one of those places that have the paper on the table and you can draw on it, you can draw stuff. I remember I think we went to go see what was it? Oh my God, Prometheus? I think it was that one. It was or no, it was Alien Covenant, sorry, my bad. And just drawing face huggers all over the table. And just my partner would just draw little stick figures, and I'd draw a face hugger on top of it going nom 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 sort of thing. So just I love cutesy little things like that. And in terms of gifts or any stuff, nah, you don't need nah, meh. In terms of a perfect day, oh my, that's a tough one. Well, I love to sleep, so I'd want to sleep in. I have crazy dreams, and I always dream of the same locations. I swear, one of these days I have to draw them out. I like to draw. I took an animation course, or excuse me, pre-animation and illustration course in college. When was it? God, 5 years ago. And I wanted to get into character design, but then turns out that I was better at layouts, which means backgrounds, that kind of thing. So if I can draw out one of some of the places in the dreams that I have, I think I would be very happy with myself. Anyway, sorry, segue. Okay, so yes, sleep in. Probably have well, I need my coffee in the morning. I have my coffee with a little bit of milk and 2 scoops of sugar. Preferably brown sugar, because it tastes sweeter. And I don't know. I just started having brown sugar one day, and it was just like, this is way better. This tastes so much better. It's a little kind of clumpy sometimes, just kind of gross, but you know. Anyway, so yeah, coffee. Questions. Probably play or get lost in some sort of video game. Right now I'm playing Dragon Age Inquisition. I already sunk about 50 hours into it, and I think I started last week. And I just love to explore every little nook and cranny, unless I'm underleveled, because I've been underleveled for a while, and I kept getting my ass handed to me by dragons, and that was a horrible time. So, woo. Yeah, I'd spend a chunk of the day doing that. What else would I do? Probably go to maybe not a restaurant or something for dinner, something Italian maybe. Maybe even, and I think maybe even a stop by the comic book store, and see if there's any good graphic novels. I prefer graphic novels to comics, because I just like having more material, as opposed to being ooh, pages, add, pages, add, pages, add, and then it's like, oh, well, 10 pages, it's over. I prefer graphic novels in that regard, just because it's just there's more material I can read in one sitting, as opposed to oh, I was really invested, now that's over in 5 minutes. So, not to knock on the original, on knock on comics at all. I have a bunch of them myself anyway, but Yeah, I'd either do get some comics, maybe even like see if there's any figurines, something or like something anime related. That's probably what I would do. Maybe end it off with like a couple episodes of an anime I'm watching, and like snuggle up with somebody special, probably. And I think that'd be the perfect day. I think actually I'd throw some sex in there too. Yeah, I could do that too. So that's my answer to that two-piece question. Second question is, what kind of like what are basically what are my hobbies? What I like to do. I'm very much like a homebody, so I do a lot of stuff alone. Usually, like again, video games. I love to get lost in RPGs or anything that has a good story. And I love horror games. Not survival horror. Sorry. Well, yeah, not necessarily survival horror, but like psychological horror. That kind of stuff. Like Silent Hill. That's my absolute favorite video game franchise. It's 'cause I like jump scares, they're okay in on the odd occasion when you're least expecting it, but I don't want that to be the sole fact, like scare factor in the series. Like it has to be something that makes me go like, shit, there's something here. I can't see it. I can hear it, and I know it's nearby, but I don't know where it is, and I don't know what to do about it. It's just that overwhelming feeling of dread, and just it stays with you. As opposed to a jump scare, which is mean, it's like boo, gone, you know? Like I want those feelings to kind of stay with me, and 'cause you can feel a lot of like different like nuances to fear when you're going through like a psychological horror, like watching a movie or like playing a game sort of thing. Like Silent Hill 3 was amazing. Like art style is beautiful. In the creepiest way it could be possible, but I love how like all the enemies each mean something, and that just adds to the fear factor too, right? Because you're like, what the hell am I looking at? But it subconsciously means something specific to Heather, the main character of Silent Hill 3. Like there's this big freaking tall monster that's got like these massive like front arms and this like this kind of weird looking little mouth thing, and it twitches and it turns. So it in very basic terms, what that's supposed to represent is because Heather, she's a teenage girl, she goes shopping, she hangs out at the mall with her friends. That monster's supposed to represent a shopper, like 'cause the big hands that like kind of round off are supposed to look like shopping bags. And you know, people you see people like sauntering around with their shopping bags, and the mouth that twitches and whatever, that's supposed to be like the chatty customers, right? The ones who just you know. So, and just kind of thinking about that and relating that to the character, it's herself, just like adds that extra layer of like, oh my God, the smallest things can just kind of infiltrate your mind and just create this freaking terrifying creature that takes way too many bullets to destroy. I don't like them. Anyway, so that's video games for you. I love to read. I typically enjoy like coming of age stories, stories where like the character understands something about themselves, that they kind of come to terms with something in their lives, or there's a trait, or I don't know, maybe some sort of flaw that they've been dealing with their whole lives, and then they kind of come to this realization about who they are as a person. And I feel that's it's really I don't know, it just it's something about it just makes me feel just that more much more connected to a character. And I love to introspect in that regard. Like the character will realize what they are, and then there'll be like a whole like explanation for what like their thought process. And I love going through that like with them, because then it makes me reflect on myself and be like, hey, maybe I've never thought of this trait about myself in this manner. Is it good or bad? I don't know. Or like maybe now I know, right? In the same vein, I love biographies and autobiographies especially, because I love hearing from like the actual person, like unfiltered by like, you know, or like being removed by the person who, excuse me, who does the actual like biographer kind of thing. Again, because like you learn a lot of things about different people's lives. I love hearing where people come from and what it took to get them to be where they are. My favorite kind of biographies are usually like musicians, like David Bowie. He's my absolute favorite musician, singer, songwriter, artist of all time, and he was amazing. And I haven't found an autobiography, unfortunately, but I have so many books and so on him, and all these interviews and that sort of thing. And I'm just like, damn, that's so cool, because you get to see like where someone comes from, what they have to do to get to where they are. And sometimes when you're at the height of your career, the shittiest thing can happen to you, and it's like, how do you recover from that? And I think that's really inspirational. And I just think that's I love hearing about that. I also got an autobiography, like the ones that I've got right now. They're sitting on my desk. Are There's Robin Williams. That's a biography though, and then I've got an autobiography by Keith Richards, which I am so excited about, because like that guy's been through the ringer and back and back and back, you know, and he's like one of the big rockers of all time. Like I read I think I read one of Ozzy Osbourne's autobiographies, and that was fucking hilarious. If you ever get a chance to read any of his stuff, he is so funny. Like his stuff is so just entertaining to read, 'cause he'll just say the most random shit, and then you'll find out like so either some really wholesome or some really weird shit in his life. So I just love learning about where people come from, what it took, what drives them or what doesn't drive them, and where they want to go in life, how they got there. Yeah, I just think that's it just it's that it connects people, you know, and I think it's really neat. I also love science fiction. That's my other favorite genre. Like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxies, oh my God, I can't tell you how many times I just bust a gut laughing at that series. And it was even before, I think, I don't know when it was released, but it was before I knew about, I guess, the movie version, or maybe it was like a short series, like a mini series maybe. The main character, I immediately thought of Martin Freeman. And what did you know? He ended up being the main character in what in an actual series, in the actual movie or series. And I'm like, oh my God, I should be a caster. No. But no, like I love just, you know, like things that are just, you know, space is awesome. Space, want to go to space. Like the future. Futuristic stuff, like I read Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which was the basis for Blade Runner. Slow, but absolutely essential to understanding, like, okay, this is the basis material for so many different tropes in science fiction. So, yeah, like I just there's so many, like it's such a wide spanning genre that because like we can definitely kind of have an idea of where the future's gonna go. We think like, but for all we know, something else can completely, you know, catch us off guard. Yeah. What else do I like to do? So I said video games, reading. I like to write. Not as much. I haven't done as much as before, but I've been writing like little stories ever since I was like 11 years old. Mostly okay, don't cringe too hard, guys. I love to write self inserts. just because of that idea of I think this was mostly before I got into RPGs, getting lost in a world of my own creation, or in an existing world, like how would I react in there, you know? Or I would like ship myself with my favorite character kind of thing. Yeah. That's the thing I like to do. I haven't touched on it much lately, just because I've just been too busy with work. And now audios. What else? I like to draw. As I mentioned, I do. I think I'm okay with layouts. What else do I like to do? I mean, I don't mind going like out to get like coffee or like even just window shopping. I'm not like a crazy spender, unless we're in EB Games, that's different. Or I guess GameStop for those in the States. That's yeah, that the whole stock thing must be a fun time. Anyway, yeah, that's kind of my list of hobbies, essentially. Yeah. Music actually is also another one. I used to play the tenor saxophone in high school. I was in the school band. I still can play a little bit of piano. I'm very rusty at like actually playing instruments, but I can still read music, and that's not too bad. And listening to music, of course. What would be my oh okay so my, I did mention David Bowie's my favorite singer of all time. If you want to ask me about my favorite band, I'd say Gorillaz. Damon Albarn's a genius. And I love like just the animated stuff. Like I love cartoons. I love anime. Yeah, I guess that counts towards my hobbies too, as I love to watch cartoons and anime because I am a child at heart. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, third question was what is my favorite weather? That's different. I like cloudy weather, actually. When it's kind of cool outside, it doesn't necessarily have to be like frigid cold. Like I know I live in Canada and we have some kind of nasty winters, but we also have some kind of nasty summers now because it's like really hot outside today, and I had to like not wear pants for the last hour of my work because I was just sweating like crazy. So yeah, there's your little factoid for today. So yeah, I prefer cooler weather. Probably like I'd say like my favorite season's fall. I used to like I think I, like I would have I used to like winter, but then it was just like you know, it always kind of got in the way whenever I had to like go to work or whatever and like had to shovel it. I don't have to do that because I'm in an apartment now, but whatever. But no, I prefer the fall just because I can still like go out and kind of enjoy the weather, and it looks really pretty outside with leaves changing colors, and I get to see like gang wars between Canada geese. They're surprisingly very chill up here. Like there's a riverbank near where I live, and I would s there's this bench that I would sit in. Like sometimes I'd like to like I don't know, write in a diary or something, and I can't tell you how many times that I saw like but they're all like a cluster of them just hanging out eating the grass, and then one gets a little too close to another and they start fucking like flapping their wings and you know, you came to the wrong neighborhood, son. That kind of thing. It was great. Yeah, so that's my answer to that question. Fourth question is what is your favorite video game memory and why? That's a thinker. That's a thunker. Let's see. I'd have to say, I think when I was a kid, Gosh, I must have been like around 10, 11 years old or something. It'd probably be like the late nights when I was the only one in the house, and I think it was my dad. He would go and play hockey, and my stepmom was I think she was like working late, and I think my half sisters were at like my grandparents' house, I think. Anyway, but basically I was alone for the night, and I would like sit myself down in the basement with the PlayStation 1, and I would play the original Spyro the Dragon, and I would like challenge myself to see how far I could get, starting from like square one to like how far could I get in one night. I'd be like hanging out with my dog on the couch, and I'd be like, you know, just having an awesome time. It just it 'cause I don't know, it was just like me by myself in my own little world, you know, playing, doing my own thing. It's just like so memorable for me. I don't know. Even though it was just me having my good time by myself, it was, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's my answer. All right. I'm so sorry. This has gone on for a really long time because I keep rambling. So I'll just actually just I'll just do the last two questions from the two last anonymous questions, and we'll call it. So the third question from the third anonymous asker is, have I made any good friends on here? Yes, I have, and I hope to make more if my lovely audience would like to talk. I am absolutely open to talk and chat. Yeah, like there's a lot of like, you guys are really cool. I mean, I don't have any like, I hope you guys don't feel like scared or like intimidated by me to talk to me kind of thing, 'cause I'm just some random chick that's just decided, hey, why not record some crazy sexy shit on the internet? I don't know. So, like please, honestly, don't feel nervous or scared around me. Just know that I will be honest with you, and I will expect you to be honest with me. That's the only expectation I have, is that you're honest with me. That's it. And no underage kids either. Please, please go. No. This is not the place for you. Okay, so that's kind of, I guess, my answer. And then our final question from our fourth anonymous asker is, how did you discover Gone Wild Audio, and what attracted you to the audios or performers that you like? Ooh. Okay, so Gone Wild Audio. How did I think I just kind of stumbled on it one day, honestly. Really am trying to remember if it was just like a like was I looking for some like naughty stuff? I think I was. And then I guess I kind of came across some like maybe it was even started on YouTube. I really can't remember how it started, but I know I was some I just kind it was me just stumbling on it essentially. And what kind of drew me to the audios was just like the kinks essentially, because there really, as I mentioned before, there's really not enough like representation of like femdom and male sub stuff out there. And the fact that there were some performers out there that were that would put out like male submissive works just made me go, hello, I would like to hear more. So, in terms of like the actual performers that I liked, it was mostly if they put out like consistent types of male sub audios. I also liked Pillow Talk Audio for a bit too. Usually if like I like the kind of like comforting stuff, but I think I prefer to comfort instead of being comforted. So that kind of waned a little. But yeah, essentially it was just kind of like if someone was consistently putting out male submissive audio that like kind of fit within my kinks, in terms of like, well, I mean, I have a kink list on my profile. I'm sure you can, I can like I'll like link it in the post sort of thing. So, it just it was a happy accident, and just looking for just kind of like the content that I actually like, and finding out that hey, there's actually like people putting out audios that are to my taste, and I'm like yum yum, please give me more, ha ha. So. I know this went on for a really long time because of all my stupid segues and whatnot, but if you listen this long and you listen this far, thank you so much for just, supporting me in doing this crazy little hobby of mine. And like you guys can make requests if you want. I just can't guarantee it's gonna get to you in a timely manner, unfortunately. But I'm not ever going to take or ask for any sort of money at all. This is, again, purely a hobby, purely something I do for fun. And all I ask, again, is if you want to chat, please do. I have no qualms to chatting. Just as long as you're honest with me, we have no issues. But thank you so much, guys, for listening, if you have listened this long. thank you all so much, all of you, for following me. Oh my god, I never expected I would get this many followers in such a short period of time. This is insane. But I love you all so much. You guys are my treasures, my wonderful good boys, and I look forward to posting something new tomorrow. So thanks, guys. All the best from your lovely goddess and mommy, Kokichi's Dom. Bye.